So when we approach new people, how can we introduce them to Krishna consciousness? Generally, we have to think from their perspective and see what their needs, interests, concerns are. So somebody, a student, you know, they may have logical, scientific nature. Somebody is a housewife, they may be concerned how to take care of the children. Or somebody is a professional, they are having stress. So basically, it is good to think in their terms. And if we are repeatedly exposed to a particular audience, now if say we are in a professional setting ourselves, then we can know from our experience also what are typical problems that people face. And if we know something about that person specifically, that's also good. If they have interest in music, then we can give them some nice devotional music. If they like pictures, if they are pious and like to just have some pictures, we can give them devotional wallpapers. Our ISKCON deities are very beautiful. People just like to keep that. And almost everyone likes prasad. So, somebody a little more logical, intellectual, if you hear some striking intellectual point, you can just share it with them. It's good basically to, you know, to know their circle of needs, interests, concerns, and then to see where that circle intersects with the circle of bhakti. And then connect them through that. Most important is that we provide them the facility. So we cannot really force anyone to take it up. So if they don't take it up right now, that's okay. But we provide them the facility. So if people don't know, that is our problem. If people don't take up, that is their problem. So while communicating, we don't have to come out forcefully, you know, you have to take this up. Just objectively present them that this is what I found helpful. Why I found helpful, I tell them. And then leave it to them, whether they want to take it up or not. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Lord.